Like Jericho, a city that is filled with polluted water, so is America in the spirit of Babylon. The Lord will say unto you, America, this is a season and time where your polluted waters will no longer bring harm and destruction to the nation. No longer will all that you desire to do will ever come to pass. The cities of Babylon will no longer rise, but they will fall, says the Lord. Just like Elisha would go into the city and begin to take a new vessel, so the Lord is raising a new generation that will begin to rise in America, a new generation that will begin to carry fresh water from the springs of life, and that water will become the antidote to all the negative things that are taking place in America in this hour. All the contamination and all the pollution that is taking place, the Lord would say, there's going to be fresh jars that God is going to use, fresh ministries, fresh churches that I see rising in the nations of round about all across the nation of America. The harlot church will not rise. The spirit of Babylon will not rise. The Lord has made a decree that her advancement will stop in this hour. There's a restraining order on the spirit of Babylon, that the cities, that the churches in America will not drink from her spirit, because she is going to be cornered from all sides, and God is going to cut off Babylon's spirit over the church in America. A new church will begin to rise. A new ministries will begin to rise. New people will begin to rise. And God will begin to cause them to go to the springs of living water and begin to unstop the wells for this nation. The nation of America will have new wells rising up. There will be fresh new ministries that will come forth with wells of the Spirit. And those wells of the Spirit will begin to break out. God is saying a new generation, a new container, a new vessel. In the past generation carried only desires, not for the city, but for self, for ministry, for platform. But God is raising up a generation that will carry a fresh water from the springs of life. And they will have salt, the preserving power. In the times past, God has raised up ministries, He's raised up vessels, but they have no containing power. They have no power to contain. They have no preserving power. But the ministries that God is going to rise up will not rise for a day, but they will rise and continue to endure until they finish the assignment. The Lord is saying that the waters of Babylon will be cut off. I see God is digging the trenches in America. All across America, He's digging the trenches. He's opening up new trenches, and He's going to fill those trenches with pure water that will push back the waters of Babylon, that will cause the cities will no longer be unpleasant. Even at this moment, men and women look at the cities of America and look at all the beauty that has happened, because the city is pleasant, but the water is unfruitful. God will say unto you in the prophetic word, there is a generation rising, a new jar rising, a new vessel rising, a new church rising that will begin to push back the contaminations of Babylon that has come and contaminated the nation. Therefore, the Lord will say unto the churches in America, this is a season and time to drink a new water, fresh water, clean water, from the wells of life. God will open up for you wells of life, open up ministries that are like wells of life that will begin to grant to you a freedom from the contamination, that all the decay and decline will no longer hold you back. The churches in America, there will be a fresh wind that is going to come upon you as you begin to drink the fresh water. God will give you the preserving power of salt, so that all the decay and decline in America will not harm you. Even the physical, climatical decay and decline will not harm you. The tornadoes, the earthquakes, the things that are coming in the air, in the waters, in the winds, it will not harm you, because God will give you salt to preserve you and preserve your life. For the Lord has said, in this hour, there is a generation that is calling on my name, and I will begin to raise that generation in this hour and cause them to rise above and stop the decay and decline and the pollution of false doctrine and false things that are coming from the spirits of Babylon. America, you will turn in this hour. In the next 3-4 years, God has granted to you the days of favor, and there will be such a move of the Holy Ghost that's going to come about, a turning around of the hearts of men and women, because they know that though the city is pleasant, the land is unfruitful. There's a lot of death, there's a lot of decay, there's a lot of decline, because the waters are evil and the waters are bad. But God is going to grant to you springs of living water. Fresh water is going to be poured out. Fresh water is going to be poured out over America. Fresh, new, clear doctrines are going to come out, and out of the mouth will begin to flow. I see like the serpent opening his mouth, the dragon opening the mouth, and the water begin to sweep across the region, and water begin to cause the drowning of the regions round about. But the woman was caught up. The church is going to be caught up to the throne. so that she is not going to be affected by all those false doctrines that are going to come over America. She is going to be kept, she is going to be preserved, she is going to be rise up, and she is going to push back with the word of life, with the springs of life, with the waters of life, with the river of life. She is going to push back all the waters that are coming out from the mouth of the dragon. The Lord will say unto you, for those of you who are here in this hour, and for those of you who are part of the network in this hour, there's going to be a new measure of truth. The spirit of truth is going to come upon you in a powerful way, that as you begin to speak, it's going to be like antidote that is going to fall upon the contamination and contaminated doctrine. I can see just one single drop of pure doctrine is going to clean up the entire river of falsehood. God is going to give you the ability to go into churches, unlock churches. He's going to give you ability to go on the radio, go on air, go on television, go through your books, through your materials, through whatever means that God is going to give to you in the future. Just by speaking a little here, a little there, you will unplug the entire contamination and remove the contamination in those areas. God is saying that even denominational churches are going to become responsive, because they become divided because of politics, they become divided because of economics, they become divided because of doctrine. But what you're going to share is going to bring the body of Christ together and make them stronger and stronger, because God has set aside a time of favor. In the next 3-4 years, something major is going to happen. There's going to be a turning around. A fresh new voice is going to be heard. A fresh new water is going to be drunk. A fresh new wind is going to come to America. America, you will not go down, for the Lord has not desired your destruction. He has not desired your failure. He has not desired your doom and gloom. He has desired that you will turn around in this hour, that your heart will be open, your mind will be open, for the Lord has sent his desire upon you, for the Lord has remembered your favor, your kindness to the nations of the world in the times of need, that you have been one who had poured out your sacrifice, your men, your soldiers to the nations of the world for the wars of the earth. You have sent your money and finances to all the provisions that is needed for all the missionaries round about, that you have sent your sons and daughters in the nations of the earth. And the Lord will remember your kindness to the nations of the world, and the Lord will say to you, now for you it shall rise again. Your nation shall be blessed. Your nation shall be turned. Therefore do not be afraid. The Lord will say to the church in China, the church in America, that the blessings of God is going to come strongly upon you, that the blessings of the Spirit of Heaven is going to come. There's an open heaven that is going to come and draw a company of people aside because of all the things that has been spoken, that you no longer will be afraid and no longer will you be intimidated by all the prophecies of gloom, because the Lord will preserve you in this hour and begin to raise, in the midst of all the confusion, in the midst of all the false doctrine, a generation that will praise God. It is through this generation that the salvation of America will come about. It is through that generation, men and women in different cities will turn to the Lord, even though the many bad things will happen. But the word of God is going to come through the mouths of servants of God that will turn the nation around and bring the ruined cities and cause the ruined cities to be built. Therefore, America, this is your time of favor. This is your time of forgiveness. This is your time to repent. This is your time to turn to God. Do not look into the political arena and hope in that, because there is no answer in that arena. There is no answer in the economic arena, for there will be even a continued slum for the next few years, says the Lord. But therefore, do not be afraid. But by my word you will live. By my spirit you will live. By my presence you will live. I will preserve you even as I preserved the nation of Israel in the wilderness. When everything seems to crumble, I will be there by your side. And I will turn you around, that the world will know that I can cause men to live like this one more time, that according to their faith they will be preserved. Therefore, America, rise in this hour. For this is a time of God's forgiveness and favor. This is a time of mercy extended to you. You shall not go down, but you shall go up, and you shall rise and meet your Maker and begin to see the goodness, the days of goodness upon the land of the living in this hour. The days of pollution is going to be over. The days of fresh, clean water is coming your way. Lo, who is thirsty? Lo, who is hungry in this hour? For the Lord will begin to grant to you fresh bread and fresh water, so that you can be healed of your famine. You can be healed of the famine of hearing of God's word in this hour. America, arise, for this is the day of your favor. This is your day of your forgiveness. This is your day of your visitation. For the Lord shall come and cause waters to spring up everywhere, that your thirst and your hunger can be cleansed. quench in this hour, and that all the diseases on your body shall be healed as you get into the river. The river will bring cleansing and remove the leprosy upon you, that the sins around about will no longer hold you back, but you arise as one that has been clean, as you arise as one that has been purified, you arise as one that has been washed by the water of his word and by the water, by the life of the Spirit. Therefore arise in this hour, for the days of your visitation draws nigh. The next 3 to 4 years are the days of God's favor. Now is the time to turn to him. Now is the time for you to turn your heart and open your heart, for the things that God has prepared for you in this hour will come to you. And by the hearing of the sound of God's voice, you will rise from your labor. You will rise from your chains, and the chains will break off. You will rise from all the hold of the enemy. And as you rise, you will run. And as you run, you will soar. As you soar, you will take flight. And God will begin to raise you up one more time. This is your time in this hour. One more time. A fresh visitation is coming to America. Oh, church in America, hearken to the sound of his voice. Hear the voice of the Lord, that you might be safe and ready in this hour. A fresh wind will carry you out of your plagues. A fresh wind will carry you out of your sorrow. A fresh wind will carry you out of your death. For the Lord has come to deliver you in this hour. Hear the sound of the Lord and be safe in this hour. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and begin to pray. Oh, Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of the Lord. Come on, let's lift our voices and begin to pray that America will never be the same again. America will be healed. America will be delivered. America will be free. America will be connected to heaven in this hour. The days of heaven on earth. Oh, the days of heaven on earth. Thank you, Lord, for that. Unplug the wells. Unplug the sources of the wells. Let the river flow. Let the river flow all across America. Let contamination be removed. Let the contamination of doctrines be removed, oh God. Oh, Spirit of God. Amen, amen, amen.